This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I felt bad, but my girlfriend made something last night that looked disgusting, and it was for St. Patrick's Day.
What'd she make?
I don't know. It looked like somebody pooped on a plate.
Well. I gotta tell you, I don't know if there's that good of cuisine when it comes to St. Patrick's Day.
Irish food is the worst food on the planet.
I'm kind of with you on this.
When we went to Ireland, we went to Dublin, and then we went down to Waterford or whatever. I swear to God, I wanted pizza.
I'm with you. No, because I just perceive potatoes.
It is. Cabbage.
Yeah, cabbage and sausages and
sauerkraut.
Very mundane. Yeah,
really, really. Boring. She had some kind of hash bangers or something.
Do they do corned beef?
Corned beef?
Like corned beef, and she'd put some eggs in it. And I said, I'm so sorry, but that looks like somebody pooped on your plate.
Yeah.
And she said, well, you're not invited to eat it. We got a little snippy. All right, anyway, it's tabloid trash time, right? Is that right? Okay, I didn't even know we were doing that. Let's see here. There's lots to get to, including we just talked to Dan, who works over at the Mountain. And here's a funny one. You guys are going to laugh at this one. He said he only voted once. for the float and the parade. They beat us, right? The Mountain did. And he said he only voted once. Yeah. Lies. Nothing but lies.
Yeah.
Adamant that he could only vote once.
Yeah. Okay, sure,
very
Dan.
Very adamant.
By the way, we're upset because he cheated and he won, and we came in second place this year, and we won 5 years in a row.
Funny how that works.
And it's
the first year ever you can vote more than one time.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's just...
I only voted twice, once for the real vote, and then second so I could see where the numbers were, but I voted twice. But you know he and his fiance just... And I don't know if that feels good. Let me ask you something, those of you that are cheaters in this world and, do stuff like that. Do you still feel good if you win?
Yeah.
Even though you know you cheated?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
No, there's an asterisk next to it.
I wish Fidel. I feel good about it.
I don't.
Yeah, and I'm sure Dan does.
Yeah.
He's laughing right now.
It makes sense you two would.
Yeah, we
did. Because you have no morals.
You're right. And we're right there with Dan.
Yeah,
If I would have thought of cheating, Jamie, I would have done it in a heartbeat. If I had known that I could go in there and just sit all day. Now, I probably wouldn't have done it, but I would have thought about doing it.
I was sitting at my computer all day yesterday. I would have just been entering crazy.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't like to win like that.
I don't. At that point, I don't even want the trophy. Then you're going to sit there and think about you just spending your entire day voting.
Yeah, that's how you look at it. And it wasn't really by popular vote.
You know, people with morals just make us sick.
You're not cheating. You're not trying, man.
Exactly.
But you didn't really win by popular vote. You won because that's... neat little trophy. I almost said something else. But you won that neat little trophy because you just sat on your ass voting over and over for it.
Well, they should have tried harder and entered more votes.
If the parade committee leaves it wide open that you're allowed to cheat, then take advantage of it.
Oh, my Please. God.
That's the way
I didn't do it. I had better things to do than cheat. I mean, yesterday was a beautiful day.
It was.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure Dan doesn't really have anything to do.
Oh, my.
Yeah, he does. He's on the HOA board.
Yeah. I mean, this is, I mean, cheating on a parade float is a way to take a break from the HOA board. He doesn't have to, you know, spot a grill that's in the wrong place in the neighborhood.
You know he's such a neat person about it. Look at me. Did y'all see how I'm just like making sure I say the right words?
The only problem with Dan is being on the HOA, because my HOA people in my neighborhood, they sneak up on you. He's too tall to sneak up on
people. Like, he sticks out. He can't hide in a bush.
17. Yeah.
He could peek over your fence, though. He could get you some good violations.
He could.
Yeah.
You don't even need a ladder.
That's the funniest thing I've heard you say in forever, man.
Not ever. Hey, you guys.
So good.
Oh, yeah.
Killed it.
Just stop while you're at.
I'm going to.
Yeah, okay, okay.
I'll just turn your mic off.
Yeah.
Dan's going to be waiting
you
in the parking lot.
You actually did.
He was still laughing.
He was still laughing at himself.
Well, he's got to stop
so
right there.
Mean.
You got to quit when you're ahead. Yeah. I'll turn him back on.
All right. Hey, we're really excited that the astronauts have hooked up with the other astronauts.
Yeah.
So we had a girl from, she was the lead team player or whatever she was. She's the commander of the spaceship.
She is?
Yeah, she's from Colorado.
Well, she drove it up there pretty good. Usually women can't drive.
Oh my. I can drive way better than you. Yeah. Way better than you.
I'm just saying.
Probably not better than Carson, but way better than you. I mean,
and you don't really have like maps and stuff, Google or any of that when you're going up there. You just got...
You don't have Waze.
Oh, no, there are no roads.
Yeah, by the way, I was a little disappointed in my Waze yesterday because... I was driving and it never told me there was a gigantic recliner in the middle of the freeway. And it was setting upright perfect. It was setting upright. It was a big brown one with a cloth whatever.
Yeah.
And it was upholstery. And it was just sitting in the middle, just staring at me. And I was looking around for you.
What a waste of a good recliner. Man, that actually brings a tear to my eye. Something is that wasted, you know?
It's a shame.
And you know what's embarrassing? Sad. Is that I called the Douglas County non-emergency number, right?
Yeah.
And it's so embarrassing. So I called the non-emergency line. And I asked Siri to do it for me while I was driving. And anyway, she goes, 911, what's the address of your emergency? I was like, no, it was non-emergency. And I was freaking out. And she goes, no, actually, you're right. You did call non-emergency. I just said it wrong.
She just forgot where she was, what department she was actually in.
So is there one that, like, do they answer both phones or something? I thought there was, like, a whole different department.
I don't know.
I don't either. They must be on the same phone.
Yeah.
And then she's like, which one do I pick up? Non-emergency? No, no. But she said, and this is where I hate it, like I'm old news. She goes, yeah, Lone Tree's already on it. I'm like, oh, sorry.
They're on the recliner.
They're already on. Huh. Yeah, they're going to go get it. But you know how you feel like small because you want to be the first to tell them? And she's like annoyed at you.
Yeah.
Like, we already know Lone Tree's going.
You're the 16th caller.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like when people call here to be the 19th caller for tickets.
Yeah.
But your caller, 18. Oh.
Hey, did that guy from Oklahoma ever call us?
No.
I found BJ a new friend. He fracks.
Yeah.
He's from Oklahoma.
I love frackers.
He said Colorado does a horrible job with the Oklahoma burger.
Yeah.
Didn't even know we had one. Anyway, moving on. Okay, let's do that. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, it went viral, that song. It's called Anxiety. You know what you're talking about? Everybody's dancing to it.
I don't like that song.
I know you don't.
I don't.
I like the hook.
Yeah, okay.
But all the rapping in it, I could do without.
Well, I don't like it because it uses a song that I don't like to begin
used
with.
To know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We hate that song.
Yeah, I don't like that song. I don't like it.
I know you don't. And then Schmidl gave us some amazing audio. Like, you know how he was just now funny, right? And that never happens. He also, this never happens, delivered in the audio world. You guys are going to hold your sides because you're going to laugh so hard. Gene Simmons is a weatherman, and it is hilarious.
Well, so this weekend, I'm thinking, you know, it's looking pretty good. If people want to rock and roll all night and...
They should probably party every day.
Party every day.
Yeah.
It's probably looking good for that,
I
right?
think you should probably join a showbiz thing because you've got it.
Oh, well, that's high praise.
Lots of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
A line? Did I miss a line? I don't know.
You do this every day?
Almost every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But never with a rock star. So.
Well, that's something else. But have we paid enough attention to the weather? Are you kicking me out? Is that what you just did?
You don't have the thing in my ear where they're like saying rap, so I got to rap.
Rap?
Yeah.
You go to 7-Eleven, go to heaven to...
New genre. Okay. Coming on up.
They said,
gonna drop that rap album?
Well, these are semantics, but I'm not anti-semantic.
Hey-o.
All
right.
That was horrible.
Uncomfortable.
You know, it makes me feel better about our rambling sometimes. I mean, this is Gene Simmons on a weather forecast in Los Angeles, California. Horrible.
Horrible is bad. Right.
Yeah. I mean, they should have practiced or something. Have some script or something. They needed something bad because their ad-libbing was horrible.
I agree with Carson. It was uncomfortable to hear. And I didn't even see it. Yeah, just hearing it is like, oh, God. Right?
Yeah.
American Idol, another piece of amazing audio. Schmidl goes, dude, you got to see this girl. She sang this song. It was so good.
Well, they're saying she might be the next William Hung. That's the guy from American Idol who sang the that song.
She bangs.
She bangs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here it is.
This song, I mean, it's a tearjerker for sure.
All right, let's hit it.
I had a pet lizard named George. He was cool, but he made me really bored.
I hate it when they do these setups.
So I gave him to my mom, and she loves him very much because animals are better than people. They try to cancel me, bother me, stop bothering me. I don't even like my job. Karens, shut the up. Vegans, shut the up. Babies, shut the up. Everyone needs to shut the up. Laundry, shut the up. War, shut the up. Dinosaurs.
Okay, American Idol is like this family show that like a lot of little kids even watch. I would be kind of irritated if
doesn't
I was.
Fit. No, it doesn't.
They're not edgy. And so I don't know why they're trying to be edgy.
It's not even entertaining.
I bet you that takes off on TikTok, though, that soundbite.
For sure it will.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah.
No, you're right about that. So maybe that's how we should set it up. Hey, you guys, you're not going to believe this, but another lame thing is taking off. So get ready.
Another viral clip. We have no idea why it's viral.
Exactly.
I will say this. She is no William Hung.
No, she is not. At least that we could dance
on.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Right?
That was all time.
Come on. Conan O'Brien is going to host the next Oscars. They just announced it.
Mm. He's okay.
It's fine, right?
He's all right.
And then there was one other thing. I can't remember what it is, but there you go. Tabloid trash.
I want to play the Ted Lasso Returns.
Oh, crap. That's it. Yeah,
that's what
yeah.
I want to play here because it was announced because there's a lot of Ted Lasso fans out there, right? So what's the details on this, Carson?
It's been announced. Jason Sudeikis just announced that it is confirmed that it's coming back, and he will be Ted Lasso.
As Ted Lasso fans, man, thank you, because that is gold.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Is there season 4? Is it in the works?
Are we allowed
to say
that?
I don't know what I'm allowed to ask.
I think you can ask it, yeah. That's what we're writing. We're writing season 4 now.
Yeah!
That's the official word, yeah. Ted's coaching, they're a women's team. So there.
That's happening. Women's team.
Yeah.
Is he coming back to the States? Or?
Yeah, that's too many questions. But
yeah. we'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that.
And it's only because I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I just saw where they announced it over the weekend.
Did he say he was done last time?
Yeah, he said he was done.
Like, we wrapped it up. He was done being a coach.
Everyone wrapped up, and then there was all these rumors that were speculating, and then we didn't hear about anything confirmed or not confirmed, and now he just confirmed that it's coming back, and he's going to be coaching a women's team.
Oh, that'll be
interesting. Hopefully in the States.
That'll be interesting.
So, we'll see.
And then finally, I just want to tell y'all something, and that is this wind is insane, and they are putting out high wind warnings, fire danger warnings, all this stuff. No open burning, obviously, at all. Don't mow your lawn or even think about it. Don't do anything with anything that could produce a spark. pull up your chains if you're dragging something like a camper or whatever. Make sure they don't drag and cause a spark. People are freaking out. And we just got a text that says, you literally have no idea how windy it is right now in Boulder. I can't keep my car on the road.
What?
Yeah.
I can't use my electric chainsaw today.
No, yeah. Yeah. You know what? Saw some metal. See how that goes.
I was going to trim some trees today. Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was going to weld, but I was like, oh, yeah. Maybe I shouldn't. Oh. All right, but anyway, be really careful. I mean, this is like horrible.
Pretty nasty.
And then Carson lied, said we were going to get snow and we're not. God.
I'm telling you right now. They said snow midday
Nobody
tomorrow.
Nobody said that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now they moved it to wind, and now the snow's going to be in the mountains. Dude, yes, they did!
How many White Claws did you have when you thought that happened?
I think there's a chance on Wednesday.
Well, maybe
rain,
Wednesday, right?
Possibly,
but not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow, no.
Ah! Day Tuesday, they said!
All right, we'll be right back. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
BJ and Jamie.
Do, do, do. Do, 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 do. You see, here's the way we see it. If you last until the end of our show, you deserve something. Okay? So that's the way we look at it. And if you made it till the end today, well, we've got something for you.
Yeah, tell them what it is, Carson.
It's tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters on April 3rd, okay, at Ball Arena.
I love them.
So one year, they were in town, right?
Yep.
And they did this promotion where they allowed me to come down there and to be an assistant coach.
Oh, nice.
And sit on the bench. Okay. Well, when I got down there, because I'm thinking I get to be the assistant coach of the Harlem Globetrotters, and that's pretty cool, you know, in the old huddle where they all go, woo, woo. No, I'm the assistant coach of the Washington Generals.
Oh.
That team that they beat up on every single time they go out there. You know,
I will tell you something about the Harlem Globetrotter. A little predictable.
Yeah. No. I was on the bench, Jamie, and I'm telling you right now, when they would come in on a timeout, they would all go, all right, man, all right, just make sure that you let him get that bit out of the way so that we can move on to the next quarter.
Yeah.
It was so organized.
Well, yeah.
But it's so cool just to watch.
Is it?
I thought it was.
I mean, some
of
the tricks are pretty spectacular.
I loved it. I thought it was really cool.
Well, I think if you're like a big basketball fan.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And if you're like six.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are cool.
Right. Well, yeah. Eight might be a little too old.
Anyway, we have tickets, right?
Yeah, we got a family four-pack right now. So if you're calling number 19 at 303-22-ALICE.
But how can you not love this song? Sweet Georgia Brown. That's pretty cool.
Was it?
That's cool. Yes, that's all there is to it. You're obviously a Globetrotter hater. Anybody that's a Trotter hater, I don't like.
BJ and Jamie.
Lordy. So just a few minutes ago, I took a walk through the building, Jamie, because I always like to see who's going to come to work today, you know?
Yeah, I do.
With it being St. Patrick's Day and everything?
Yeah.
Not a soul.
Nobody's here?
I didn't see one living, breathing human.
Well, we know that Pete is not coming in because Pete's Irish.
Yeah, he's at a bar right now.
Yeah, it's Pete. I mean, it's his jam. Today is Pete's day.
Yep. His holiday.
Yeah, he's at a bar like at 8 a.m. every day. So what's the difference?
God. No, he's not.
Okay, so he goes an hour early to the bar today. Right. It's St. Patrick's Day. There's a lot of people going to be out today. They're going to be out having
Happy
a good
St.
time.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Have a great time, everyone.
Yeah, so enjoy your St. Patrick's Day. We will see you back here tomorrow. I think we're done, right?
Well,
it's a good Monday.
Yeah, it was a good day.
Just a quick little shout out to everybody that made a sign.
Yes.
At the St. Patrick's Day Parade for the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Thank you.
That was pretty awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, a lot of people worked on them, too.
And I feel bad for the couple of people that were too far back that we missed. We're not even supposed to throw beads. Did you know that?
Oh, my gosh. And throw a lot of beads.
I don't think they cracked down on us this year.
But,
if that's going to be the trend, we're going to really sling a few next year. Oh, man. You better have a catcher's mitt if you're going to be down there. Because we're going to come throw it.
We're a launcher or something.
We're kidding. Yoke. It's
all right,
a yoke.
We got to go.
All right.
We got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your St. Patrick's Day. We will see you back here tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.